streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It is a, what is it, Joy Tuesday?
It's a Tuesday.
Live in Los Angeles, it's The Herd. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. I've said it before, I'll say it again. My favorite thing is when stories break 5 minutes before we go on the air. And we've just got our figure it out, and we're scurrying. It's fantastic. And Joy Taylor, you know what the story is, Joy?
Let me see. Is it the opposite of what Aaron came out and said was categorically false? Because I think someone could have predicted that.
Yeah, yeah. When it comes to vaxes and contracts, he's not the most straightforward guy. So here we go. The Packers and Aaron Rodgers, and this was always sort of our hunch. Yeah. I said from the beginning I thought he would stay. I didn't think he wanted to be a villain. Green Bay is a well-run organization. 4-year deal, $200 million. That's the story. Ton of it, $153 million guaranteed. So that helps the cap, meaning he won't be a prodigious cap hit. He makes a bunch of money. So my first takeaway is, this is what I kept saying, that I thought the other choices, I thought Tennessee, Pittsburgh, and Denver were very interesting options. But all of them had something I didn't like about them. Denver, good God, you got to play Mahomes twice, Derek Carr twice, and Justin Herbert twice a year. Six games against three of the best quarterbacks. That's just every year. That'd be like being in the SEC and having Alabama twice a year. Do I have to? Can I get them a season with no Alabama occasionally? I don't want to play them twice a year. So that part, to me, I didn't like. Pittsburgh, I love Mike Tomlin. O-line's bad. And how many offensive coordinators have they whiffed on? They got another bad one. Tennessee. Well, they are a mile deep into that Ryan Tannehill contract. So even if Aaron came and Tannehill was traded, you're stuck with Tannehill's contract for 2 years. Even if you make the trade move to June or July or whatever the date is, you still have to, over 2 years, pay Aaron and Tannehill. So this was the one that made the most sense, even though I thought Pittsburgh, Denver, Tennessee were all interesting, solid options. But the let's think about why Aaron stayed. Number one, and you know this, I know this, the NFC North is a mess. Chicago's in a rebuild. Detroit's in a constant rebuild. Minnesota has regressed badly. Okay, the NFC now that Breeze, Sean Payton, and Brady are gone, that thing is wide open. NFC is wide open outside of the Rams, who we think they're going to be good for the next several years. He also likes his head coach, and he's got an offensive head coach. That matters. His coach is not only generationally of the same age. They like the same music. They like the same stuff. They can kind of connect. That matters. It matters. Vic Fangio's 70. Aaron Rodgers is young. That probably, you know, we know this to be true, is that generally, generationally, if you kind of like the same stuff, you get along with people. Most of your friends are the same age, right, or close. So we know that old defensive coaches are not the trend in the NFL. Now, Nathaniel Hackett may have been good at Denver, but the point is a lot of things worked in Green Bay. It also lets Aaron, who's a little petty, say, yeah, Jordan Love pick. That was a massive waste of a pick. He kind of wins that. Green Bay drafts and develops very well. They always have. They've always had great offensive lines. This is a good organization. The grass is not always greener. Okay, it's not. A lot of people move, and it's never the same. They move in my business. They move in your business. The grass is no as greener. The Packers have developed Super Bowl champions with Bart Starr, Brett Favre, and Aaron Rodgers. It is viewed as a very good drafting and developing franchise. Yes, there's a hole in Green Bay. They don't attract free agents. If I was an NFL player, probably would not be my first choice. And they don't have an owner. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. But Tennessee had an issue. Ryan Tannehill's contract. Pittsburgh has one. They can't get the OC right. Denver had one. Brutal division. And you don't know if Nathaniel Hackett can coach. Nobody has any idea. We thought Vic Fangio could coach. He could. Wrong side of the ball in 2022. So I look at this thing. You don't have to be best friends. I think what this proves is you don't have to be best friends and agree on everything to work. Brady Belichick did not have dinner in 20 years. One time. Bradshaw and Chuck Knoll didn't see eye to eye. Aikman and Barry Switzer won a Super Bowl together. Not exactly bosom buddies. Bruce Arians and Brady, generationally, the way they view offense, totally different dudes. They won a Super Bowl together. You don't have to be best friends. Not everything has to be agreed upon. We all know that. I mean, look at our politics. Everybody's like this and that. I'm an independent. Some social stuff, I'm a liberal. Some business stuff, I'm a conservative. You don't have to be all one thing. I don't have to agree with a candidate on every policy to vote for him for governor or senator. I don't have to agree on everything. Do I think most of it works? Most of Green Bay and Aaron works. The division's bad. The coach is young and offensive-minded. They draft offensive lines and develop them pretty well. He's got good weapons. Not as good as Tennessee. Not as good as Pittsburgh, in my opinion. Not as good as Denver. But they're good enough to be a number one seed. He's got a great fan base. He's got plenty of commercials in Green Bay. He'd make more if he quarterbacked for the Rams. LeBron's doubled his net worth in, you know, 4 years in Los Angeles. Joe Burrow would make, I was told by an agent, Joe Burrow would make over $150 million more if he played for an LA team over a Cincinnati team over the course of his career. He's got a big personality. He'd lean into it. But you know what? State Farm, Izod, Aaron's doing just fine, and the contract is massive. There is some dispute on how big the contract is. It does make him the highest paid in the NFL. Whatever, I don't care. The bottom line here is they gave him so much guaranteed money, it's not going to be a punitive cap hit. That's actually pretty good. I think more teams should do that. If I was the Seahawks, I would look at Russell Wilson after this contract and say, I'd pay Russell money. You know, Kyler Murray drives me nuts sometimes, but I'd probably pay him the money. Pay it guaranteed. Lower the cap hit. Maybe that's the new trend. Maybe this is the frontier now. Give these quarterbacks $150 million. Keep the cap hit really low. That seems to be the trend. Of the top 10 cap hits at quarterback last year, the top 10, only one Patrick Mahomes won a playoff game. So in the end, the grass isn't always greener. It's a well-run organization. It's a lousy division. He's got compatibility with a lot of the pieces. And I give Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers credit. They've been thinking about this thing for a year. And Green Bay, the world is changing in the NFL. The best quarterback won every division in the NFL last year. I couldn't tell you the last time that happened. I mean, quarterbacks always mattered. Now, the best quarterback won every division. An offensive coach was in every NFC playoff team. Every single one. Every NFC playoff team. Even the ones we don't know if we like. Nick Sirianni got to the playoffs. What I worry about in the NFL is Mike Tomlin. Does he connect with offensive coordinators? Pete Carroll feels outdated. Vic Fangio gone. Mike Zimmer. I don't think they're incompetent. The world is changing, and I don't think they're embracing it. It reminds me of college basketball years ago when the one and done about 10 years ago became a thing, and guys like Bobby Knight are like, I refuse. Bobby Knight, irrelevant since then. Coach K initially didn't want it. Just read his book. Then Coach K said, I'm losing to all these teams that are embracing the one and done. So Mike Krzyzewski said, I'm going to embrace the one and done. So the world is changing in football. Quarterback's always been important. It's about 80% of it now. And Aaron's got a young offensive coach in a bad division. Schematically, they don't feel outdated. I don't know if Matt LaFleur is great, but he's certainly competent. You don't know if Nathaniel Hackett's going to work in Denver. We have no idea. I thought Vic Fangio had a chance to work. We got no idea. 75% of these young coordinators get the job, and they're done in 5 years. So there you go. For the record, full disclosure, this is not necessarily great for me because I think the story would have been far more interesting elsewhere, but I still guessed he would stay in Green Bay. But it is great for the company I work for called Fox because, man, oh, man, there's a lot of great quarterbacks in the AFC, and a lot of the great ones are retiring or moving in the NFC. So it's nice to have Aaron back for our business.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums, but I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some of you just like to argue. You like to agitate, not lubricate. Yesterday, a story came down, not in very complicated. It's pretty an easy one to figure out, but oh, God, the takes were just embarrassing. The NFL suspended Atlanta Falcon wide receiver Calvin Ridley for next year because he bet on NFL games. As an NFL player, you can't bet on NFL games. Everybody knows that. It's a rule. Well, the hypocrisy, everybody knows the rule. They have symposiums on it. They have symposiums on it. They bring all the players in. Can't bet on NFL games. By the way, many of you may not know this. NFL players can bet on college basketball, NHL. They can be casual bettors. They can't bet on NFL games. That's the end of the tweet right there. But, Colin, the owners can invest in gambling businesses. Yeah, and players know that too. That's kind of understood. Yeah, owners can own a business that you and I can bet on, but not the players, who are told over and over, there's signs in locker rooms, there's a symposium, they can't do it. Colin, that is hypocrisy. Yes, there is some in life that's hard to figure out. Like, for instance, marijuana is legal in California. But if you drive a school bus, you will be drug tested. What? I know Tad filling up his bong water this morning is struggling with that. Just because marijuana is legal in California doesn't mean you can smoke it at all businesses. It's crazy, right, Tad? The owner of the Sacramento Kings years ago, the Maloof brothers, owned a casino in Vegas, had a sports book. So they had a casino. You're allowed to bet in those. It was in Las Vegas. You're allowed to bet there. They had a sports book where people go bet, and yet the Maloofs couldn't bet on, like Sacramento King games. Tad, the bong water, is really now struggling. Here's a new rule in life. If the rules are clearly stated, no excuses. Everybody knows professional athletes cannot bet on the games in which they play. And everybody knows that owners have different rules. You can cut players, their employees. You can trade players. They don't even get to use the same tax benefits that owners do. I know I work at Fox. My bosses get stock options. I never have. Yeah. My bosses, forget the owners, my bosses have different rules. Roger Goodell's an employee. He could be fired tomorrow by the league. He has no right to fire any owner. Owners, this is why top employees in all businesses would ideally like a cut of the business. I own a couple of hamburger places. We give our managers a little cut of ownership. We think they work harder. Not everybody does that. That's the ideal situation for an employee. You work hard, you're a manager, you get a little cut of the profit sharing. But every single player knows you cannot bet on NFL games in the NFL. Go bet March Madness. You can't do it. Now, we can debate how long the suspension can be. That's a good argument. Should it be a year or 6 months? You can certainly make the argument, the NFL has kind of gone in on sports gambling. It's bad, but let's make it 9 months, not a year. But the NFL also knew this would happen. They knew it would happen. This is why they have like the celebration rule, kind of like they know they have to over officiate it sometimes
to make a statement. They're saying basically, oh yeah, I know it's one bet and $1,500. You're out for a year. They're sending a message. We knew it would happen. We know it's bad. We warned you. We're going to make this one hurt. They should not make this a light sentence. Calvin, feel bad for you, but this is not difficult. You know the rules. They're stated everywhere. There's signage everywhere. There's symposiums annually. It's discussed regularly. You smoke cigarettes, folks. They cause cancer. There's a warning on the side of the box. Caveat emptor. You smoke them, you can't sue them. Not anymore. There's a warning. You know the rules. You know the rules. You can't bet on NFL games as a player. And stop all this. Well, the owners, yes, the owners are allowed to be investors in a business where you and I can bet. Players can't. I know it freaks you out. I know you're upset. I know you're really, really angry. But there's always been different rules for mom and dad compared to the 12-year-old. Boss compared to the employee. Owner compared to the boss. As long as they're stated clearly with complete clarity, don't whine about it. Calvin Ridley did something that wasn't terribly smart. Let me ask you, if I'd have told you before that story came down, hey, there's a story coming down that an NFL player bet on games, what would be your first thought? Oh my God, is it a quarterback? Oh my God, that's going to be brutal. Your first thought is, oh, that ain't good. So why are you arguing? It's not that bad. It's bad. Don't do it. Go ask Pete Rose. It's not good. Just don't do that. The NFLPA allows you. Go put $20 in a college hockey game. Want to bet the Nashville Predators tomorrow night? You just knock yourself out. Calvin Ridley put his own name on his betting account. Not good.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
So make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums, but I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He denied a week ago that it was $50 million a year. He also denied the vax thing. Aaron's not always straight with us, but, you know, people in Green Bay don't care. They got their quarterback for 4 years. This was always our hunch that he would stay. The division's awful. Now that Brady and Breeze are out, the NFC is wide open. I think only Los Angeles looks like a guaranteed obstacle next year. We don't know how good Trey Lance is in San Francisco. So this to me makes sense. I do think all of the options were credible. I think, you know, he built building a home in Nashville. They got a good front. They got a good coach. They got nice weapons. Tennessee made sense, but you'd have cap issues with Tannehill. Pittsburgh made a lot of sense, but Mike Tomlin, love him. Defensive coach, has made too many mistakes on offensive coordinators, and I don't like their OC right now. Denver's a great fit, but good God, is that division insane. Mahomes twice a year, Herbert twice a year, Derek Carr twice a year. I mean, if Derek Carr's the off-speed pitch, no thanks. So I wouldn't want 6 games against 3 of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. That's a lot to ask for Aaron Rodgers. So it makes sense. I got no problem with it. I think it works. And listen, at Fox, we're happy. We lost Breeze and Brady. Those were TV draws. Aaron's a big TV draw. The Packers are a big TV draw. You know, the contract, and we'll kind of wait for specifics. Ian Rappaport's very good and almost always accurate. He's reporting they're paying him $153 million guaranteed. And that would be great if you're the Packers, because the cap hit would be smaller. And I think my knock on Green Bay has been no owner is sort of weird. There are times, I mean, sometimes I think Washington would be better off without an owner. I mean, not all these owners are great. So that's not the be-all, end-all. I do think there's some limitations to the market as a whole as a free agent destination. I've talked to dozens of players. If you like hunting and fishing, offensive lineman, great place to go. A lot of players are like, there's nothing to do there. I'm single. I'm 24. I got a lot of money. There's nothing to do there. It's a totally legitimate complaint. There's a reason Los Angeles, is OBJ and a lot of these guys, they'd rather take less money. They want to stay out here. The weather's good. A lot of people, a lot of things to do. So it makes sense. Do I think they're a Super Bowl team right now? I don't. I think the league is changing. Weapons matter more than ever. And Aaron Rodgers proved against San Francisco he does not trust a second wide receiver for this franchise. That's not my opinion. That's what happened in the game. He threw to Devontae Adams or Aaron Jones. Both great. But you start looking at the Rams and the Buccaneers and the Chiefs, the last 3 Super Bowl teams. It is great tight ends, great receivers, a second, a third, a top back. It is a weapons league. And Green Bay does not have enough ammo on the outside. Now, Devontae Adams is a big, strong kid that's mostly healthy. But ask yourself this today. In the Rams, as deep as they are and as good as they are, when OBJ got hurt in the Super Bowl, for a half, they were not the same team. Devontae Adams twists an ankle, end of the year, You're not winning a playoff game. I don't care what your bye situation is. I don't care how healthy you are. The league is changing. You need more weapons. And you got to find a second and third receiver you can trust. So Green Bay does have a history of drafting well and developing well, so you keep your tabs on that. But that's the story today.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Oh, here we go. It is a Tuesday, a breaking news day. Aaron Rodgers re-upping with the Green Bay Packers, 4 years and a lot of money. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. I love days when stories break. The good news, I'll say this, is we work for Fox and they have the NFC. And Breeze retired and Brady retired. We did not need Aaron Rodgers leaving the NFC because the AFC's got great quarterbacks, a gauntlet of them. Congrats to CBS for that. We need as many of our great quarterbacks, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Stafford. Please stay in the NFC. So good for Green Bay. Grass is not always greener. We had been predicting for months. We thought he would stay. We did think Tennessee, Pittsburgh, and Denver were solid options. No place is perfect. You know, it's the old thing. You get divorced, and all of a sudden, a couple years in, you're like, yeah, it's not ideal, because what you take to the new marriage is you and all your vagaries and flaws and little habits. And so Aaron would have gone to these other places, and he would have gotten a better defense in Pittsburgh and Tennessee, and he would have gotten better weapons in Denver. And they all have their issues. The Steelers can't get the offensive coordinator right. Their O-line's bad. You know, Tennessee has a Ryan Tannehill contract, so they would have been up against the cap and for a couple years, and Denver's got to face Mahomes, Herbert, Derek Carr twice. There's no perfect place. At some point, if 70, you know, I always say on the show, don't try to get happier than happy. If you're happy, that's a great place to be in life. Green Bay and Aaron is a happy place. They get home games. They win their division. The NFC North is suboptimal. You can do a lot worse than Green Bay if you're Aaron Rodgers.
Plus, I mean, could you imagine the pressure? Tom Brady in his first year with the new team, Super Bowl. Matthew Stafford, first year with the new team, Super Bowl.
Okay, you're just taking exceptions. These are rare occurrences.
Listen, is it?
Well, I just think... I guess,
pressure would be on Aaron Rodgers if he went somewhere else that was loaded to win a Super Bowl immediately.
Yeah,
they've done it the last 2 years.
And as Peter King said, that division's terrible.
Yeah.
There is no easier bet in the NFL, barring an injury to Aaron, than Packers win the division. Chicago's in a rebuild, Detroit's in a perpetual rebuild, and Minnesota, much as I like him, has regressed over the last 3 years. This is his division to win, home games.
And there's no pressure to win a Super Bowl. They've won two in the last... 30 years?
A little pressure.
Is there?
Well, there's always pressure on stars to win games, yeah.
Are there expectations for them? I don't know.
I don't think I wouldn't put them in my top four or
five. I don't think there's a Super Bowl
I still
team.
Think Buffalo's the best team in the league. I think Buffalo is better than the Rams. I really do. I think Buffalo is the best team in the league. So, listen, even when you have the best roster and team and coach and all this, there's no guarantees. Patrick Mahomes, his second Super Bowl, got blown out. Are you healthy? Does everything line up? What are the matchups? Cincinnati got to a Super Bowl. Do you think they're the second best team in the NFL? I didn't. I watched all their games. I mean, you know, this stuff is like it's complex and it's hard. We always want the simple answer. Life's complex. There's a lot of gray out there.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Okay, we got breaking news. Massive, massive, massive breaking news. Russell Wilson is headed to the Denver Broncos. Yeah, that's kind of a big deal. If he wants to, Russ has to approve the deal. Seattle needs picks and players. Denver needs a quarterback. In my opinion, huge win for Russell Wilson. I am currently texting his agent, and I will tell you what I hear. This is a big win. Denver doesn't need draft picks. Denver's ready to win a Super Bowl. Denver's got excellent running back, a star tight end, four receivers, a great left tackle, elite corners. They probably have to draft. They're trying to sign Von Miller back, but they have a young safety that's fantastic. George Payton's a very good GM. I think they've drafted exceedingly well. This is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. before Brady got there. We've been saying this, why Aaron didn't want to go there. Russell Wilson is just saying, I don't care if I have Mahomes. I don't care if I have Derek Carr. I don't care if I face Justin Herbert. I want weapons. And wow. And by the way, you could say, well, Denver doesn't have an owner. Seattle doesn't either. I mean, Seattle's going through a new ownership situation. It may not be the same owner in Seattle today in 5 years that it is today. I'm not sure if Paul Allen's sister is going to keep it. So Russ has to approve the deal. I think it's a win for Russell Wilson. Now, Seattle's obviously, we don't have the picks yet. I'm trying to find those out. I would guess right here. I would give up 4 first-round picks. I couldn't give a rip. They don't have a ton of needs in Denver outside of quarterback. Give up first-round picks. And Seattle, by the way, does not have a history of acing their first-round picks. They have whiffed badly. Rashad Penny, to name one. They've whiffed badly on some first-round picks. I'm going to take a drink here. It's kind of a big one.
apparently, according to Schefter, Denver acquiring Russell Wilson has nothing to do with the Aaron Rodgers decision to return to Green Bay. The GM initiated trade talks with Seattle for Wilson at least 2 weeks ago, per sources.
Well, so this relationship was very good early. Russell Wilson and Mark Rodgers were very upset years ago when the Seahawks, John Snyder and Pete Carroll, went to visit Josh Allen at his workout in Wyoming. That did not sit well. They had a Super Bowl quarterback, and you're going to look at Josh Allen. I mean, let's be honest. If you and I won an Emmy, and we hear that our boss is out looking at new hosts for this time slot, we'd be like, talk to my agent. So that started all this. Seattle started it. That they looked at Josh Allen, it did not make Russell and his camp happy. They're like, you're not paying us anything. We're winning Super Bowls. What are you doing? Now, it should be noted, Josh Allen is an all-time great prospect. Mel Kiper puts him as his 10th best quarterback prospect in the history of it. So a lot of people like Josh Allen. He was 6'6", jumping over people, blah, blah, blah. Late bloomer. That started it. The friction started with that. And I have had multiple people connected to the Seahawks, former assistants, people in the scouting department, former players that feel like Pete's style of offense, and we've seen this with Mike Zimmer and Vic Fangio, sometimes Mike Tomlin, is very 1994. It's very run-reliant, play defense, run. One of the trades that I thought was a huge mistake when they let go of Max Unger, the center, for Jimmy Graham, the tight end, he was a finesse tight end in an offense where Pete likes his tight ends to block. Didn't like that move. I've been very critical. I had a former scout within the organization tell me in the last several months that too often John Snyder does all his work with all his scouts and they do all their work. And then at the end, Pete comes in with a strong opinion and they let Pete get what he wants in the draft. And it doesn't always make scouts happy. They have whiffed on a lot of draft picks. Their drafting has been odd. I've had multiple GMs tell me they don't like the way Seattle drafts. It's peculiar. A lot of reaches. And so my guess is they're going to get Teddy Bridgewater. I would guess they'll get Teddy Bridgewater and a boatload of picks, and it will allow them to rebuild. Is Bridgewater a free agent? Well, they'll have to go get somebody else. So they're going to save on money, by the way, so they can go to the market. Carson Wentz, Mitch Trubisky. Now, they're not Russell Wilson, but there's quarterbacks out there. There are quarterbacks out there because Jim Irsay is mad about Carson Wentz. So he's available for the right price. Trubisky's available. There's a Deshaun Watson situation. If you've followed that, there's a couple teams doing legal work on that. What do you have?
Well, I mean, the haul that they're going to get for Russell Wilson
is substantial.
First round picks and other players.
Now think about this.
If you are weak this year at the quarterback position, who cares? The quarterback draft next year is going to be way better than it is this year. But you can trade all the way up in the draft and get your next franchise guy if you want.
Okay, that's fair. But I'm in a division with Sean McVay and Matt Stafford.
Yeah,
Kyle
Shanahan. The division is weakened by Russell Wilson leaving. But like you already had a down year and you're moving off of your future Hall of Fame quarterback. If you have a down year or an okay year with the haul that you're going to get for Russell Wilson, you can make that move next year.
Yeah, this division is too good to roll the dice on a bridge or a backup quarterback. You got to go big. You can't replace Russell Wilson. And listen, this relationship has been, I talked to Russell at the Super Bowl for 15 minutes. This relationship has just not been great. As you said last week, you said with complete conviction, it's not going to end. Russell Wilson in Seattle will not be tied at the hip. Whereas Aaron Rodgers has an offensive coach, generationally same age coach. The Packers have developed offensive lines well. Packers actually draft better than Seattle. I mean, Seattle's last four drafts, they have two elite players. One of them's a punter. They over traded for Jamal Adams. Dwayne Brown did not have a great year at left tackle. He's about their only elite offensive lineman. It's just the defense has regressed badly over the last 5 years. Bring up that graphic. I don't know if we have it. We'll probably go chase it next hour. The last 4 years of Russell Wilson. Joy put this out there a couple days ago. Russell's not the problem. The defense is a mess. It's a bottom five defense in the NFL. So this relationship has not been good. I've been in contact with Russell and Mark Rogers for the last couple of years. They've been classy about it. But without saying exactly what they feel, it's just there's tension here. It's not right. They have real doubts about the front office. I'll say this. We always talk about quarterbacks and coaches. General managers in this league are generally underpaid. You cannot overcome a bad GM. I think the Denver GM is really sharp. I think he's really sharp. So the division's tough, but you know, you don't know what's going to happen here. You can't. Plus, if you're a great athlete, you're going to be petrified of competing. I mean, in the end, Russell's saying, I would rather compete with better pieces than compete in the best division in football with worse pieces. Like, I think it's a win for Russell. Do I think it would be better if he went to Tennessee? Would it be easier? Perhaps. But Seattle, I'll say this, Seattle wanted him out of the NFC. They want him over in the AFC. They don't want to compete against Russell Wilson coming back to Seattle, running around the field, and everybody's going, oh, yeah, that was our guy. We had that guy. He just threw for 300 yards and ran for 100.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Greg Jennings. Greg Jennings, when we booked him, it was the best story of the day. And now it's just, you know, it's just, what do you make of that? What do you make of the Russell Wilson move? Your first thought on that?
It's huge. It's very big. Number one, I was listening to you, and it's like all the quarterbacks are migrating to the AFC, which leaves us, like you said, with almost nothing but Aaron Rodgers and Matthew Stafford. But this is huge for the Denver Broncos. I love the move. They obviously had their eye on Russell Wilson the entire time, and Pete Carroll and the Seattle Seahawks knew it. It was a matter of Aaron Rodgers and whatever he was going to come to terms with the, whether it be him staying in Green Bay or making the move to Denver. And Nathaniel Hackett has to be a happy individual right now to land Russell Wilson.
Think about this, Greg. I'm going to give you a current combo in the NFL. You tell me how well it did. Old defensive coach and average quarterback. Denver gets Vic Fangio fired. Minnesota got Mike Zimmer fired. Washington, Ron Rivera in trouble. Pete Carroll now is going to be old defensive coach, suboptimal at quarterback. You get fired. That's how you get fired in the NFL. Doesn't mean Pete can't coach and Vic can't coach. I think Mike Zimmer's a really good football coach. The world's changing. Like, it's all offense now. So, wow, wow, wow. Now, here it is on the screen again, just to let you look at this, Greg. Drew Lock, Noah Fant. Noah Fant, what is your – I mean, he's big. What are your takeaway on Noah Fant?
I feel like the Broncos, they won this trade. They clearly won this
trade.
That's
what I think.
Now, the Seattle Seahawks, they were trying to just get assets. They needed draft picks back, obviously, with what it did with Adams a few years ago. So they had lost a lot of assets, and they needed that. Russell Wilson was going to provide that. I'm not a huge fan of Noah Fant. I don't think he's a bad tight end. I think he's shown some flashes, but he's been too up and down for me. He's not your complete package of a tight end that we're starting to see some of these guys. And he definitely can be a bright spot, but he's going back to the no quarterback situation.
Greg, he also had a bad case of the drops. He may overcome that, but if I recall, I think Noah had a real case of the drops for the first year in the NFL. He really struggled catching the football. Again, man, nobody looks better in their uniform, including Travis Kelce, the Noah Fant tight end. He is a physical exception in the National Football League. Had a case
with
of the drops.
A ton of speed.
Ton of speed. Very vertical. Doesn't really want to block. The backup kid they like, he doesn't block much either. So it's a very deep tight end class for Denver. All right, let's go to the Green Bay thing. You thought Aaron would stay. Anything shock you?
No. No, when you're in your career at this stage in the juncture for Aaron Rodgers, it's about really one or two things. And he was able to get both staying in Green Bay. Getting the money, getting paid, and having an opportunity to win. That's what you're looking at when you're this long in your career, this tenured. You want to know that you can have an opportunity to continue to win and compete for Lombardi trophies. Check. Green Bay checks that box. Another check. How much money are you guys going to be willing to pay me? Well, he showed that he was going to be one of the guys that they were going to have to pay because of his play. They were wrong. The Green Bay Packers, they were wrong. They're not. It doesn't mean that they're going to get rid of Jordan Love, but they were wrong. And they allowed Aaron Rodgers to do what he does best and really prove that, you know what, I'm going to make you pay for it. And they have definitely paid for it. But I think everybody wins in this situation. The Green Bay Packers are an organization that wants to win and wants to win now. They're not huge on quarterback turnover. You think about the last two quarterbacks they've had over the span of 10 or 30 whatever years, 30 years, I think it is so far. So for me, this is a win for the Green Bay Packers, even though they were wrong. But I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have to deliver because that's kind of what they're expecting on the back end of this. Look, we didn't move on from you. We needed you. We put things together. We brought in Tom Clemens. We're going to make sure that Devontae is going to get locked in. Now, we're going to lose some pieces, but you got to deliver. And he hasn't delivered in a while. And when I say deliver, we all know what that looks like. It's a Lombardi trophy back in Green Bay.
All right, hold on 1 second here, Greg.
More breaking news? What is...
Hey, you know this show's about journalism. Hold on. Hold on. So it says, just think about it this way. Here's what Seattle got. So Drew Lock, not a long-term starter. Not worth a point in the NFL per game.
Correct.
Noah Fant. Nice player, not a top five tight end, not worth a point in an NFL game. Shelby Harris, nice defensive lineman, no question. And draft picks, of which 30% in the NFL are whiffs. Seattle gets Russell Wilson. Between Russell Wilson and Drew Lock, there's probably a 7 to 8 point per game difference. I mean, like in Vegas, that's a touchdown. And an organization that gets a fourth round pick with a history of drafting well. Like George Payton knows what he's doing. He's a really good general manager. And this, Russell gets an offensive coach, which is the trend in the NFL, a young offensive coach from an old defensive coach. I think it's lopsided.
It is. And this is telling, Colin, because it really allows us to look into the relationship between Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll. It was fractured. And Russell Wilson, being the consummate pro that he is, he wasn't going to mull it through the mud and drag things out. He was just going to do his job and do it at the highest level, understanding that he wanted out. He established that last offseason. We all knew that. And nothing really changed. And winning covers a multitude of ills and lulls and sins, if you will. But they didn't win. And so nothing for Russell Wilson was changing. And so when you look at this, it's a battle of who has the louder voice, Pete Carroll or Russell Wilson? And when you have two guys, your head coach and your quarterback, your most valuable player, and they're not seeing eye to eye, you have a potential fracture happening in your organization, starting at the two most important pieces, the head coach and your quarterback. So something had to give. I was thoughtful that it might have been Pete Carroll. But I'm not shocked that Russell Wilson gets out and he gets an offensive guy and he gets to do what he wants to do offensively. And I think Nathaniel Hackett is going to embrace all that he brings. Yeah, the Denver Broncos by a landslide, in my opinion, win this deal. But I believe that the Seattle Seahawks were just really ready to move on and start fresh and try to reestablish what Pete Carroll is all about, and that's defense first.
All right, Greg Jennings, well-appointed as usual. What a professional. Just think. The Green Bay story was the biggest story in the world for an hour.
And now, right.
Seriously, now it's like, this is such a big move. Good seeing you, buddy. Greg Jennings.
Likewise.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.